When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 2023, there was something in the woods. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 2023 gave us the first Republic banking crisis and Magic Mike's last dance. But a mysterious pasta dump made 2023 a strange year. Mysterious pasta in the woods, April 2023.
I look down, seen alphabets, noodles, spaghetti, probably about 200 pounds.
A now viral tweet from @worrystone read, "Someone very mysteriously dumped 300 to 400 pounds of pasta in the woods in Old Bridge, New Jersey. I need to know everything." Residents of a community in New Jersey were perplexed after discovering 500 pounds of spaghetti had been dumped close to a nearby creek. Photos began to surface of uncooked, piled up spaghetti and macaroni were posted on Nina Jochnowitz's Facebook page. On April 28, 2023, Jochnowitz was a past contender for an open seat on the Old Bridge Township Council. More than 500 pounds of pasta were wasted, according to a reliable estimate, Jochnowitz reported on her Facebook page. The pictures instantly sparked a flurry of internet comments. Another person said, "I don't understand what the issue is. Just pour a few buckets of sauce on it and you're good to go." Others, however, objected that the dumping was wasteful. One commenter wrote, "What a disgrace. The spaghetti could have been given to a food pantry or for homeless people." Another user said, "So many can't afford food. What a waste. Never mind the threat to the environment." Jochnowitz stated that the incident demonstrated how Old Bridge lacks bulk garbage pickup. She went on to tell NPR that the issue has been contentious for the 23 years that she lived in the community. How the mysterious pasta got there? After this break. According to Old Bridge's business administrator, Himanshu Shah, the pasta was actually left out there uncooked, and the recent rainfall in the area made it appear to be cooked. Shah told CNN, "We would estimate several hundred pounds of uncooked pasta that was removed from the packaging and then dumped along the creek. It looks like it was only there for a short time, but moisture did start to soften some of the pasta." Public works workers eventually did a cleanup, filling what appeared to be 15 wheelbarrow loads of pasta. Several locals believe they may have solved the mystery. A military veteran who had just moved out of his mother's house after she passed away found a stash of outdated spaghetti there and dumped it in the nearby creek. Neighbor Keith Ross had this to say, "I really feel like he was trying to clear out his parents' house, and they were probably stocked up from the prior lockdowns associated with COVID-19. The mayor of Old Bridge, Owen Henry, commented on the situation in a statement to CNN saying, "It was a lapse in judgment because this material could have been disposed of properly." Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.